Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens. Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Happy Flashback Friday, everybody.
Hello, folks. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I anticipated. I'd get kicked out of Meisner class. I anticipated you asking me how I'm going to do, and I am.
You asking me how long we're going to do it.
Oh, no. Don't do the repetition shit.
You gotta love it.
You know what, Kevin?
It's the easiest acting exercise to always make fun of. What are we gonna say?
I don't think I've ever asked you this. When you were in school, did you take like? I'm sure you took an acting class, but like, what methodologies did you? Stanislavski, Adler,
Meisner, I would say
Thomas method.
I'm sure we were taught, it was never one specific method, I guess. I don't think it was a specific method. I wish I had learned perhaps a bit more of a method.
Let's put a positive spin on that. Your institution felt that you all should have a wide sampling of all the different wonderful methodologies out there.
And we had a degree, and it was a music degree first. So I think that if we didn't take Alexander technique, it was because we took music theory. Do you know what I mean? It was that kind of situation. So yeah, no, but it was, the book that we read was the Uta Hagen's book. It was more that world. So I guess that's more the Neighborhood Playhouse. She was like a descendant of the Meisner technique. Wasn't she or something?
I think so. Uta Hagen and Dawes is what I used to
We did
her.
A lot of the nine questions. Who am I?
Yes.
Where am I? What's in the way of getting what I? It's all. But it's Rob. You know that it's all the same stuff that everyone says everywhere else. It's just different translations. Yeah. Same stuff. You know.
I think I ask myself those nine questions when I'm drunk leaving a bar. Like, who am I? Where am I? What do I want? How do I get out of here?
And what's in the way of getting?
What's
what
in
I
the
want?
Way? Well, this chair. So I'll just knock it over. So that's maybe where she developed her method. Good for Uta Hagen.
Yeah, right?
If you don't know, folks, Uta Hagen obviously is this fantastic acting teacher, but was also a fantastic actress in her own right, a brilliant actress. My favorite thing I've ever seen her do was, if you've ever seen the 1990 film Reversal of Fortune with Glenn Close and Jeremy Irons, it's about Klaus von Bülow and the guy that he was accused of, you know, murdering his wife, and it's a very gray area. She shows up as a maid who starts to put the pieces together, and she's only got like two lines, and she's given herself an accent of indeterminable European origin. And I think we've had Rob Maitner on this show, right? Rob Maitner, I think, if you remember, folks, when we did the Set Still Wet, Rob came on to talk. Rob was a hysterical guy. The way I fell in love, though, with Rob was because I saw him once do an impression of Uta Hagen in Reversal of Fortune. And if you've never seen him do this, folks, I would encourage you to tweet him and ask him to do the impression. It's the line, "My lady does not take insulin." And maybe we'll just ask him to film it and send it in to us, and we can post it for you, because it really is a masterclass of acting.
Well, you know, if Uta Hagen's going to have two lines in a film, she is going to bring the full weight of that character's life leading into those lines. You know,
and you can see that. You can absolutely see that. But I think Rob heightens it and enlightens it in ways that the camera could not pick up in 1990. Maybe because we're in HD now, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, but Rob does a really great job with it. So I think I'll just ask him and be like, "Can you film yourself?" And we'll post it for everybody. The line is, "My lady does not take insulin." And
lady does not take insulin so much. There's so much language.
There's so much to pack, unpack. Yeah. Hey, speaking of packing and unpacking, how's your Christmas stuff going?
You know, we're going to stay home, and it's, you know, it's going pretty well. We're ducking the halls. We just put up some red lights. We love the holiday tradition. We are not going to church, but we love to just have the spirit of Christmas all around us.
You're not going to go to church? You mean Kirk Cameron didn't invite you this year?
We got the card, but we thought we weren't gonna mask up and go to that.
Do you know that Kirk Cameron stuff is happening in my hometown in Thousand Oaks? It's at the mall.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you know those big like super spreader events he's having?
Yes. Yeah, I saw the on Twitter. Yeah,
yes. We call him the Chad Kimballs of the West Coast. They're doing it. They're doing it over in my mall, folks. They're doing it in the Thousand Oaks Mall parking lot. I used to see him all the time at Coffee Bean.
You grew up with him in your town.
He went to our neighborhood coffee house and stuff. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know what happened.
Found
to
an
him.
Audience. He found an audience.
He found an audience.
And he could monetize off of it. I mean, and you know, religion and all, of course.
Sure. I would love to put him and Kirstie Alley in a show together. What do we want to put them in? Like 6 dance lessons in 6 weeks or something like that.
Yes, definitely. Or something like, yeah, like that's not, was kind of hit, but not really, you know.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So same time next year? Would be good for them.
That's a good one. Yeah, that hasn't been done in a long time.
So, folks, if you have any ideas for what Kirk Cameron and Kirstie Alley...
I do.
Oh, yes. We'll put Kirk Cameron and Kirstie Alley in I Do. And the critics will say, I Don't, because we're just walking right into that headline.
You know, what I've been really pleased about, sort of changing subject a little bit, but all of the Broadway offerings on streaming online. I mean,
yes.
Black Bottom just dropped today.
I'm sorry. What dropped today? I apologize.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
Oh, yes.
On Netflix, I believe. But we just finished The Prom. You can watch What the Constitution Means to Me, American Utopia. There's just so much live recorded theater. Hamilton, my mom's watched it 12 times now. And it's kind of an exciting time. And I read an article, Rob, saying, you know, is this the future of Broadway, and that is it. Are we going to record more of the Broadway shows to reach a greater audience? You know, because the Legally Blonde conundrum solved all of that. Like we can have a production filmed and actually will lift the show up and make it more popular. But if you think of this last year in the pandemic, we've had way more stage productions filmed professionally and released commercially than we've ever had, and always using the original actors, except Prom, because that was filmed, obviously, but not the actual stage production. Although, they hired all the writers, they hired Bob Martin to do the script. I mean, I hate that they didn't use any of the original actors, but the show is pretty much what you saw on Broadway, you know.
Do you remember when Nathan Lane did The Producers and he was like, it was the most expensive Lincoln Center archive tape they ever made?
Yeah.
I feel sort of the same way about The Prom, which I loved, but it's very faithful to the musical. Very faithful.
Yeah.
Right? And you're right. It's the same writers. I watched The Prom after our last episode together. I really loved it. Have you seen it yet?
I did. And I have, of course, you know, I have mixed feelings. I've known Caitlin, who played the original.
Oh, sure, sure.
10 years. But I must tell you, we were giggling. I mean, I loved it. I went in knowing, though, it's going to be bubblegummy, bright colors. Ryan Murphy is very known for a certain style of filming. And if you accept that, and The Prom is perfect for that, I loved it. I thought it great. I laughed. I cried. You too.
Absolutely. And first of all, where has Kerry Washington been hiding that singing voice? Because she can sing, and I didn't hear any auto-tuning or anything like that. She can sing. I was like, well, can we get her in a musical like tomorrow?
Yeah. Totally.
Please? Well, I mean, once we get back to normal, can we get her back into a musical?
Meryl Streep was lovely. I loved Meryl Streep.
And I mean, Keegan-Michael Key and Meryl Streep, I'm like, they have chemistry.
That was sexy. It was cute.
Yeah. I was like, I would watch them in their own show. So, if Marilyn Keegan have nothing going on, I think they should go to Netflix and talk about, you know, a pilot, or maybe do
shoot like a little, you know, like a spinoff, as they say.
Or they could do like a GoFundMe and have their own little like crowdsourcing project, which would be nice for them, you know, and they can do their own pilot. I like seeing new talent getting a break. Hey, what's your favorite thing this week?
Oh, you know what? Mine's fun. It's kind of a silly one. It's holiday themed. I think it will bring listeners a lot of laughter. It is. I didn't know it was around last year. And then I found it this year on Instagram. It's an Instagram account, but you can Google it and find it other ways if you don't have the Instagram. But their profile is unlocked, so you can see it no matter what. Like, you can Google, you know, this account. So okay, I'm going to tell you the account. But what it is it's an advent calendar that of songs. You maybe know about this already, Rob. So you're going to type in Advent Carol. And then the letters NDAR. So if you were to say the whole thing, it's Advent Carolender. So Advent Carol NDAR. Now what this is going to do is take you to the webpage of the Advent Carolender. And this is what the great, great Joel Wagner and Julia Madison. They are two performers, singers, they do everything, comedians. I've worked with Joel before, full disclosure, as an actor, I think, when I worked with him, but he's also a musician. He's like one of, if you know Joel, you know, he's like truly one of the greatest artists we have, I think, on Broadway, in that he does literally everything. He was in School of Rock as an actor, he music directs, etc. So what these two people have done, it started last year, this is the second year, they've created an advent calendar of carols. So they've created original carols with such titles as I'm Making Latkes, Christmas Soup, where Joel sings a song to the soup. Rob, I think you're gonna love these.
I'm looking at this now.
You're gonna laugh. I wish I could be in the room with you when you start laughing at all of these. The opening song for number one, I would scroll down to the first one and just go in order, because On the Brink is truly one of the greatest opening numbers I've ever heard of any musical, period. And it's only a 2-minute song. It's cheeky. It's funny. They don't take themselves too seriously. Joel, every video is the same. You see the keyboard with like the little, what's that, the glittery stuff on it that drives me crazy. They're in their Christmas sweaters they got for Marshalls. It's like a mix of SNL and Connie and Carla. If you know Connie and Carla, then you definitely know, because the harmonies are straight up Connie and Carla. They're cheesy, but they're so good that you buy into the cheese all the way. You're like, just lay it on the bread. Just give me that big loaf of cheesy bread. And they are, so far, what is it? Like, it's the 18th day. So we've got a couple more left that we're going to hear. There's an NPR interview I read about them, because they were all featured in NPR. And they write them all throughout the year, and then they film them all in one day. And they say sometimes they get a little punchy, they get a little messy, and that's part of the fun. There's some blooper clips you can see of them, and you really get a sense of who they are. But my favorite thing this week is an advent calendar that's sharing original carols, one a day all the way till Christmas, and they are super special. And like, the whole Broadway community is obsessed with them. You can read the comments are just like length, and it's fun. It's just joyous. So, and it's fun for everybody. It's not just, it's not Christmas, it's Hanukkah, and then there's secular songs as well. It's really fun. Yeah.
Tell them thank you so much for including all of the songs for all of the holidays. My people need to be represented.
Exactly.
We have no Hanukkah songs. That's great. You know what? Somebody sent me a video of theirs about a week or so ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, these people are hysterical. These people are hysterical. I didn't know you knew them.
I don't know Julia. I know Joel, but the minute you see the work is just, it's solid. It's just funny, and it puts a smile on your face, and we all need that.
And the handle again is?
Yes, it's Advent Carolender. So it's Advent Carol NDAR.
Amazing.
You can find that on Instagram. Yeah.
And folks, if you click the description in the podcast, you can go right to the page in case you don't want to spell it out. But that's amazing, Kevin. I have free time today, so I think I'll be going down that rabbit hole. Okay, so, mine is actually, you know what? I realized, you know, doing the workout thing, you know, because that's the theme of December here. Every favorite thing is going to be a different, you know, celebrity workout video. I realized that it was starting with Debbie and then going to Sandy Duncan. might be a little too intense for some people.
A lot.
It's a lot. It's
alone, Rob, is just,
I know.
It's hard to handle it.
I know. It's jumping in at a 10. And I'm like, maybe we need to slow ourselves down.
The Hagen in that movie, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like a nice, slow, like building into the exercise regimen that we're doing. So there are two that I was I debated on, and only because one person, well, here we go. The one I ended up going with. What? Well, let me tell you who the two were. I'm so sorry. It was between, and you can look at this on YouTube, folks. And first of all, I'm getting all of these from an amazing channel on YouTube called Hard Stars, H-A-R-D-S-T-A-R-S, Hard Stars. It's somebody who's compiled all of these different celebrity workout videos over time, and it's really fantastic. One was Milton Berle. It was called like Uncle Milty's Exercise, and he's like 100 years old. He's wearing horrible fit. He looks like Trump. He's wearing horrible fake tanner that they've not done behind the neck or behind the ears on. And I was like, can this workout be any less intense? Yeah, he never works out. So it's senior citizens that work out, and he literally just wanders through them shouting off one-liners. Like he never actually works out. It's also, folks, you know, Uncle Milty, he does Jane Fonda because he likes to wear a dress, Uncle Milty. But he also does the most homophobic impression of Richard Simmons I've ever seen in my life. So go ahead, folks, you can check that out. But he's not the one that I'm talking about today. Who I'm talking about today is the wonderful television actress, nay, star of regional theaters all across the country. If you've seen Always Patsy Cline, then you've seen Sally Struthers.
Man, Sally Struthers.
It's the great Sally Struthers, folks. And the exercise.
Patsy Cline.
It's true. She's an amazing actress. I saw her do Dolly, and she was brilliant. She really is. It is from 1990, folks. This is, you know, after All in the Family / Gloria, before Nice Work If You Can Get It / Always Patsy Cline at Algonquin. This is Fitness Walking with Sally Struthers. Once again, folks, this is called Fitness Walking with Sally Struthers from 1990. It's apparently, I was not aware of this, but in the late 80s, early 90s, there was a husband and wife team named David and Dina Balboa. And they created the Walking Center of New York City and wrote the acclaimed book that really ended the 20th century in a perfect way called Walk for Life. And it teaches you a skill that most people don't have, and that skill is how to walk. Walking is a very difficult regimen. And it, you know, if you can't do this, then this might not be the best thing for you. You know, sit it out. To an Uncle Milty. And so in this video, Sally Struthers and a group of, it's odd, it's like 10 people at the beginning of the video, and then like it goes to 9 people. There's a random like Santa-looking man who like appears in the first shot, but then you never see him again, but he shows up for the last shot. I think he got lost walking around the park, but that's up for debate. And this video will show you how to not only power walk, in some of the most bizarre methods I've ever seen in my life. This isn't just fast walking. This is like you've got to roll your shoulders when you walk and you got to clench your butt when you walk. It is, and you got to move in a serpentine manner. But the thing that gets me more than anything in this, besides Sally's great one-liners, where she channels a lot of Mae West and is wearing a beautiful blue, like, workout outfit, is all of the men in this thing are wearing shorts that are maybe 1 inch of material. These are men that you would not assume to be models per se. These are nice older men. And you can see who's going to celebrate Hanukkah this year and who's not. It is a very, very clear silhouette, folks. I have had to watch this video now 5 times because all I do is stare at these old man's packages as they're bobbling up and down in the park doing their serpentine power walking. If you are to walk like this in real life, I think somebody might arrest you. I think somebody would go, I think there's not something not right with this person.
Drinking.
So, I mean, if you're one of those people that's like, listen, Debbie was too intense for me and I really don't go to banks anymore, so I can't do Sandy Duncan's, you know, workout. This might be the thing for you. It's Sally Struthers' walking video from her fitness walking. She does comedy. She does mugging. She does, she has verbal, you know, she's quite accomplished in this video. How she did not win an Academy Award for it is beyond me, and it's just going to be one of those great mysteries of time. So for me, it is Sally Struthers' Fitness Walking. You can click our link below. You can see the 4-minute sizzle reel of it, and you can get a laugh out of it. And to be honest with you, this is the kind of exercises that I would do.
Well, now we know how she got all that. It's like basically her audition for regional theater. Now we know how she got all that work for so long. You know?
See, you know, I
audition, just submit the video. Bam.
She was like, you know, I'm not going to submit my reel anymore. I need to show them that I can do everything, which is, I think, a problem a lot of actors have. You know, how do you show all your talent in one brief moment? She's like, I'll make a fitness video. And she does. She shows her moves. She shows her singing. She shows her comedy. She shows her drama as she takes her pulse. It's a big thing because there's a lot of sexual tension between her and the guy that's showing her how to take her pulse. It's hot. It's beautiful. This is what I think Jason Robert Brown wanted Bridges of Madison County to be, but just couldn't quite make it work because there just wasn't enough. There just wasn't enough power walking in it.
Sure.
So, but you can watch this video and you can go, ah, this is what they were going for. So mine this week, folks, is going to be Sally Struthers walking video. Check it out.
Find the Instagram account, Advent Carolender, for your Advent Carol calendar of 2020. Check it out.
I just have a feeling that at some point, Kevin, we're going to be like of an advanced age that we're going to just be power walking around the mall just to, you know, keep ourselves active. And, you know, we'll be talking about, I saw American Psycho and I hated it.
Hated it.
And then we'll go to Cosmic Diner and have a cheeseburger.
Exactly. And the headshot of like Sidney Lucas on the wall and us, you know, reliving the glory days.
At that point, she'll be taking the photo where she puts her hand on her face to pull back. You know, it's that advanced age shot. You know what I mean?
Yes, totally. Or she's going to be the one who walks up and says, all right, what do you have?
Remember, folks, Josh Ellis, the great press agent that we interviewed on this podcast, he taught us, if you're of a certain age, how to take a headshot with your hand on your face so it looks like cute and adorable.
Just
what you're really doing. It's what I do. Look at mine. It's you're pulling the excess skin back so it looks like you've got somewhat of a jawline. So thanks, Josh Ellis, for that clip. Thanks, Sally Struthers, and thanks, Advent Calendar. What great Christmas gifts. What great Christmas gifts. Exactly. All right, folks. There's no trivia this Saturday. Don't forget, no trivia. We will see you all next week.
All right.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. These are a few of my favorite things.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.